Troy Rank, our Denver 7 Broncos insider on the Johnson Auto Plaza hotline. All right, Troy, what are you hearing about the interviews today?
Yeah, I mean, it's a big day, obviously, D-Mac. You do Kellen Moore first. I don't really give Kellen Moore a chance because of his inexperience as a head coach, as a coordinator. It's only been a couple of years. He's 33, so he's essentially the same age as Kareem Jackson. For me, he needs a little more seasoning. And, you know, in talking to people that know Dallas' situation, he just does not have the personality that fills the room. Does that, would that prevent you from being a head coach? No. But in this fit, at this time in Broncos history, I think it would be difficult to sell Kellen Moore, just the person he is right now. Could he be different in a couple of years? Yes. Dan Quinn, the reason he's a favorite, it's not media driven. I mean, you see this on Twitter, like it's somehow we want him as the media. I don't care who the next head coach is. We're just following the tea leaves. And the reason Dan Quinn's one of the favorites, if not the front runner, is because he checks a lot of the boxes that I know George Payton is seeking. Sure. Starting with leadership, starting with vision, starting with accountability, starting, if not at very top of the list, connecting to players and understanding how to delegate authority. That's something he's got to be better at. He's admitted in interviews. Sometimes he can spread himself too thin because he's the ultimate optimist and always thinks, you know, I can solve this problem, I can fix that. That's not necessarily a bad quality, but it's something I think he learned from the Falcons experience. But Dan Quinn checks a lot of boxes, and he knows George Payton from their time together in Miami, 05-06. He wanted George Payton to go to Atlanta when he was the head coach. So that's why we're keeping a close eye on it, because of the fact there could be a fit there. But there's still offensive guys in the mix, too. Okay, O'Connell's the one I would keep an eye on based on his experience, McVay tree. That's the one of the ones left I would keep an eye on.
Yeah, I would agree that it's obvious that Dan Quinn is the favorite, to at least from the Broncos' perspective. However, the problem with Dan is that he's probably the only candidate that is going to get to choose his destination. He's interviewed with the Bears, the Broncos, the Dolphins, the Vikings. I don't think there's any other candidate that's going to have the luxury of choosing, but Dan will. So where do you think the Broncos land in comparison to those other organizations as far as being attractive to Dan?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question, and that's where the ownership instability will come up. Are you going to give him a five-year contract to make sure? Because, like, with Vic, it was a three-year deal. It was a four-year deal with a club option, so that they're going to eat this year on Fangio. Do you have to go five guaranteed years to get Dan Quinn? You might, and he might say, you're going to have to do that because of the uncertainty of ownership, and I want to match George Payton's contract, who has 5 years left. So, where does it match up? The issue is quarterback. Let's be honest. I talked with you yesterday about this, Tyler, for my Denver 7 piece, that the uncertainty of quarterback is the one thing that if he thinks, you know, Tua is the guy, or does he think Justin Fields is the guy, or he believes Kirk Cousins just needs the right fit, that's where the Broncos could run into problems. But his relationship with George Payton, a vision together, you know, all things equal, maybe that's enough. You know, maybe that's enough. But the quarterback, I'm not really worried about the ownership. I'm not personally, because the guy's going to get paid regardless. But the quarterback position could make it interesting. What is Denver's plan? What is their, you know, are they going to eat it for 1 year and then attack it the following year? Are they going all in on veterans? I think Quinn's got to know the answers to that, because you do have, at least it looks like, some pieces in place in Miami, in Minnesota, in Chicago.
Why is John Elway calling up local media people to advocate for him being hired by the next ownership group?
Yeah, that's weird. It's a weird thing, I'll be honest. I think he does want to be involved, and there's part of him that misses the action of it, I'm sure. Where you're part of a team, you can't replicate that in real life, where you're part of a professional sports
team.
Yeah,
I get it.
There's only so much golf you can play.
But why can't paying for it
go to that point?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it's just to make it very clear to anyone that's been out there, I want to be part of it. And he knows what the gravitas of his name, what that would mean in terms of all things equal type thing. But the reality is, am I talking to sources? And I reported this late, you know, whenever last week broke. My understanding is it has to go to the highest bidder. The way it's structured with the trust, it's not a popularity contest. So bringing on John Elway, while for name recognition, it doesn't get any better. How does that help a bid if you're someone bidding? It's because that's where it becomes. Now, the NFL owners have to approve it in 24 of 32, but tell me the number of times, percentages, they don't take the top bid.
NFL is about one thing, money.
Yeah.
So the idea they're going to, we'll take $100 million less because we love John Elway or we love Peyton Manning. I'm not saying that couldn't happen. Just give me examples where that happens. They always take the most money. That's what they do. So I don't know exactly. I didn't talk to John. Kisla's column was fascinating today about it. If you're asking me, I would move forward with a Peyton Manning. It's like his time. John Elway's done everything for this state. He put this state on the map in so many ways. He is the Mount Rushmore of Colorado sports, not the Broncos. Colorado sports. For me, it's time to transition to something new, just as they did with George Payton last year. It's just time to transition to something new.
Hey, I was having a funny conversation with my wife last night about the auction process, and she's like, well, is this like a literal auction? Like people are sitting there with paddles? Like you got an auctioneer up there? And I'm like, no, I don't think it's going to be like that. But I really don't know what that does mean. What does an auction for an NFL team look like? How does that go down?
Yeah, I mean, it's got to be private bids. Like you bid for art and stuff, right? I don't live in that world. I know of some people that do. I mean, I know this. The people bidding on it have been vetted. And that's why I've heard anywhere from 5 to 8 people would be involved. The NFL kind of knows who these people are. This isn't just rando people showing up. It's a very private, exclusive auction. And I would assume you're just submitting private, bids. And then the auctioneer is letting, people know, hey, it's up to this and this. It's a weird process. It is a weird process. The fact the Broncos got to this point is odd, but it is that time too. I respect the members of the Boland family, the siblings, even though they couldn't agree and the drama, it hurt the franchise. They recognize it's time to move on. Just as I'm saying, like it's time for the next chapter. I give respect to those, the members of the family. They couldn't agree on Brittany Boland. They were never going to agree. It's time to move on. It's just that time. The Boland family legacy will always be here, but there's a point where it's not working. We can't agree. We'll take our money in auction. We'll go as fans and watch the games. It's just time, just as it was with Peyton, just as it was with the new coach. This is how this process works. So, sometimes you just got to hit the reset button.
Are you saying it's time even as in an advisory role for John Elway to move on?
I believe so. Because I just think it complicates it, D-Mac.
Yeah.
Because he's John Elway. Like, it's not, it's not just somebody. It's John Elway. So right. I just think when he's there, he casts such a large shadow. You would feel like if you're the GM or the team president, like you've got to run stuff by him. Right. I don't think John would necessarily want that, but I just think there'd just be this gravitational pull to, we probably should run that by John.
Right.
And I just don't know that that's where they need to be at this point.
Great stuff as always. Thank you, Troy.
You got it, too.
Denver 7's Troy Rank. What about that?